Our reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Stop collecting treasures for your own benefit on earth, where moth and rust eat them, and where thieves break in and steal them. Instead, collect treasures for yourself in heaven, where moth and rust don't eat them, and where thieves don't break in and steal them. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. Therefore, if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how terrible that darkness will be. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be loyal to the one and have contempt for the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I always come into this time of year a little short on money, and I think that's pretty typical for most families. My family's kind of unique in that everybody decided to be born right around this time of year. We've got Lavender's birthday in December. We've got Jesus' birthday at the end of December. We just had Wren's birthday this week, and then at the end of the month we'll have Julia and my mother's birthday. And so it's like this big turn of going broke right at the beginning of the year. But the treasure that I find in that type, in this time of year as well, is unmatched. It's my favorite time of year more than anything else. See, the thing about being rich and about being broke is that it has nothing to do with money. It has all to do with the treasures that we find and how God decides to use us. The church has always had a very interesting relationship with money. Jesus talked about money probably more so than just about anything else. 40% of his parables were about money. Most of his teachings were about money. One of the most famous stories about Jesus is how he went into the temple and threw the table of all the money changers. Jesus had a very interesting relationship with money. Because of the way that it affects our faithfulness, the way that it affects our mood, the way that it affects our priorities, our time, money, and how we use it. And I thought the scripture that we read this morning just buries down into the heart of the matter. And this line that I just kept getting hung up on all week long, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And some of the lessons that Jesus taught, he talked about observing the way that people used money, but the way that they used it in order to pursue after a greater treasure. He told the story of the widow that he observed walking up to the temple box to put her small little mite into the box while everybody else was putting vast sums of money and bragging about what they donated. But the representation of what this small little coin meant to this poor woman as compared to the many coins of everyone else. The true treasure of what it means to pursue after the things of God. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven was like a treasure that was buried in a field, and that when a man discovered it, he buries it again and goes and sells everything that he owns, all of his property and all of his wealth, and goes and purchases that field that he might embrace the very treasure of the kingdom of God. The would-be followers and disciples that came to Jesus and asked what would they have to do in order to become one of his disciples, he told them straight up that they would have to sell everything that they own and give it away to the poor, and then they could come and follow him. He said that it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to make it into the kingdom of God. These are tough, tough lessons. But what it teaches us more than anything else is the value of what it is that we're actually pursuing in life, where we actually find our treasure. And do we find our treasures in the things of God? Now, as I've gotten a little bit older, I've noticed that that Christmases and birthdays start getting more expensive for your children as they kind of get older. You know, when they're just a few years old, you have a couple family members over, and you know, you have a couple gifts. You bake a cake, and it's really not that big of a deal. But now that, you know, they're getting up to be, you know, 5 years old, all of a sudden there's Chuck E. Cheese involved. All of a sudden there's you get the invitations for what the other parents are doing for their birthdays, and you're like, oh my gosh, we really need to up our game. But I'll tell you what I've experienced in my two daughters' birthdays over this year and in Christmas had nothing to do with money, had nothing to do with credit cards, had nothing to do with paychecks, but had everything to do with experiencing joy, of experiencing moments that we would treasure forever. And so our scripture reading this morning, where it talks about where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I'm interested in hearing back from you, literally hearing back from you. What are the things that you treasure the most in life? What do you treasure the most?
Grandkids?
Each other? Yeah. Your families? God's grace?
The church?
Helping others.
I feel.
Yeah, the sunrise. Getting up in the morning. All of these things are the things that fill us with joy and with love. And they don't cost a thing. But we also have the opportunity to invest in them, because the most valuable thing that we have in this life is our time and our attention. We don't get any more time in this life. And so what we spend our time doing, spending it with our loved ones, our grandkids, experiencing worship in the church and being built up, experiencing that first sunrise of the day, those moments that fill us with a deeper sense of God's purpose and life, that fill us and prepare us to go out and to love God as much as we possibly can, and then to go and our love our neighbors and ourselves, are the true treasures that we pursue after in life. Money is just a way to get there. There's only two things you can do with money. You can spend it and you can save it. And if we spend it well, investing in the very things of God, investing in ways that we can spend more time with those things that we treasure, that God has given us, that fill us with life and purpose, rather than spending on things that distract us, that pull us away. I think how much richer our lives will be. When Julie and I first started spending time with each other, we were dead broke. Now, I think everybody's pretty much dead broke when they're out of high school and kind of in those first early college years, if they go to college or if they get a job. Nobody's supposed to have money about that time in life. You know, you've got credit card debt, you're trying to afford your first apartment, you're buying groceries that are on sale at Walmart. You're just trying to do the best you can. We were so broke at times that we would put $5 of gas in the car at the beginning of the week in the hopes that the gas price was kind of go down by the end of the week, that you could get a couple extra cents, a couple extra miles by the end of the week. But every now and again, we would come across an extra $10, an extra $15. Maybe it was a birthday, or maybe we picked up an odd job here or there. And what I always found so funny is we could have used that extra $10 or $15 to put more gas in the car. We could have used that extra $10 or $15 to put towards the light mill next month. But maybe it was the most irresponsible thing for us to do. But we always set that aside. And then whenever we could, we would always go down to this pizza restaurant that was just down the street, Donato's Pizza in Huntsville on Memorial Parkway. And we would always get a pizza together and we would share it in the very same booth in the back corner of the restaurant. And we would sit and we would have a conversation. And out of all the stress and all the financial worry that we had had every other day or week that month, in that one moment, sitting in that booth, eating that $15 pizza, we just felt normal and at peace. And it's probably memories like that that I remember more than any other time where we were late on a bill, any other time where we had to eat an extra serving of macaroni and cheese that week, is when we were able to invest in having time to ourselves, to have a conversation and in our relationship. Now, I can use that memory to remind myself to make time for those moments nowadays as well. Because now we're doing a little bit better. Now we've got kids that pull away on our time and our finances. We've got busy schedules. We've got stressful work. But still remembering what we treasure in each other and investing in those opportunities and seeking after those types of treasures, the things of God that build us up and allow us to go and to be blessings to our families, to our children, to our neighbors, to our coworkers, to our students, to our communities. Those are the true treasures that we can invest in others as well, and they can come to know the things of God. The love that surpasses all other understanding, the beauty that surpasses any other beauty in this world, are the true treasures in this life to invest in. And the sermon series that we're preaching over the next couple weeks is this fixer-upper series, where we focus on areas of our lives that we can help take one faithful step in improving this next year. And in kind of gathering the three most common resolutions that people have at this time of the year, we want to get healthier, we want to spend our money more appropriately, we want to work on our finances, and we want to work on our attitudes. We want to be in a better place. We want less stress in our lives. These are the three areas that we're preaching on. And the one thing that we're doing that's a little bit different this year is after each Sunday in which we preach that sermon, there's going to be a small group that's launched that deals with the issues that we're talking about. So this week, as we've talked about finances, as we've talked about investing in the things that are important to us, we have a small group that's going to be launching on Wednesday night in the small dining room at 6:00, and our finance committee is going to be sponsoring that class, and it's called Your Money Map. And it's a financial, it's just a personal finances class that uses different biblical principles to think about your personal finances of money and ways that you can improve that. And it's going to run for about 6 or 7 weeks over the course. And just a small step that if one of your resolutions is you'd like to work on your finances this year, just a small step that we as a church want to help you to be able to do that. But to remember that the greatest thing that we can do is to find our treasure in the things of God. If we're investing our money, our time, and our attention into things that tear our family apart, things that weaken relationships, things that draw us out of relationships with coworkers, with friends of ours, or out of our church, then those are the things that we will find no value in this life. But things that build each other up, to where we discover love and appreciation of beauty, the very things of God that build this world up that we can pass on to others, we find true value. We find the true treasure of heaven. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks, Lord, for the way that your Spirit is poured out upon all of us, to where we are filled with your grace and your presence. And Lord, teach us the true treasure of your kingdom, that we would be willing to go and to sell everything that we own to spend it in your presence, in a deeper love with you and a deeper love with others. For where our treasure is, our heart will be also. So, Lord, we ask for you to be our treasure this morning. Amen.